This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Jeffrey memorized a lot of details except the name of the series, but go on. It's great.
I have been calling it antisocial distancing, and it's locked in as that. I'm afraid, okay. I'm almost certain you have to change the title.
For you?
For yeah, we'll buy antisocialdistancing.com to be...
That'd be good.
Cover
be
all good. Our bases. Okay, sorry. Who else does it star?
Myself, Rose McIver, Amir... Unfortunately, but you kind of had to because you live with him. And if you didn't exactly. Put him in the show, then suddenly he's like, why didn't you ask me to do the show?
That's not why she did it.
Well, yeah, it's also because I needed like, yeah. Someone that I lived with to be part of it. And unfortunately, yeah. He is the person I live with.
Not really.
With,
he so probably he wanted somebody who's good at acting.
He is good at acting. And the internet is saying so.
Yeah.
And it's nice to
and
see.
But the internet is usually mean. So like if they're nice about something, you know it has to be true.
It's true. The internet has been very nice.
Worst episode ever. Seven. Too early to call. Can you see me, Jeff, or just no one?
I can see you. You're not going to be able to see me this episode.
I haven't in the last three times I've been on.
Andrew Pyle fucked up this episode already.
How?
He's not even here. That's a great question. How? Right? It's that he reset the Wi-Fi network because the Wi-Fi is down.
Well, I don't want to put it all on Pyle.
You don't?
Well, actually, he's got he's on paternity leave, so he won't.
And
I don't even think he'll
twins.
Listen to this. So, yeah, let's put it all on Pyle.
Yeah. And he's not going to be here for a while because, by the way, yeah. You get double paternity if you have the twins.
Is that true?
Double tyke? Sorry. Is that true?
I don't think so.
Don't ask me. Ask Amir.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
But Amir didn't know either. He asked you. So we both looked to you like, oh, like Casey must know. Casey.
It's not
know.
Like a per child.
Brad, how many kids do you get?
Quadruple.
Really? It's exponential?
Yeah.
And experiential.
Yes.
And how long is paternity leave?
I think it's 3 months.
So
he gets a year.
That's amazing.
A year without Pyle, I actually do think the company would fall off the rails.
A year without Pyle
is
I'm
a
in
year
denial.
Without style. Yeah,
a year without Pyle. That sounds like a Casey script.
What?
A year without Pyle. It's a utopian society movie.
He won't stop bringing up his movie.
He won't.
Oh!
I keep stopping.
It's Hollywood narcissism getting to Casey. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's like, I know my resolution to him was to go Hollywood.
Yeah.
But I feel like you've gone so Hollywood, you've bordered into Hollywood Regency, which is a little bit gauche.
Did we start?
Yes.
That was, yeah. We've started.
Oh, did you play the theme song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard it.
Okay. Or is that so? We can't see Brad, and he can't hear the noises.
Now he can.
There it is.
Yeah. Perfect timing to go straight into this dumbass segment that we have to get through every time. Elton John,
Donald Glover,
Yannick Sinner,
Connor Bedard.
That's not a real person. There's no
yes,
way.
Yes, it is. Chicago right. Blackhawks.
That's what I was going to say. Blackhawks, number one draft pick. Yeah. Number one rafter.
Yeah. Exactly. His name will be in the rafters.
In the rafters. As number one.
He plays Bond.
Can you guys?
They'll retire his number for that.
Other than hockey, can you guys, or other than Brad, I should say, can you guys name 10 hockey players?
Richard Zednik.
I said other than you.
Wojtek Volski of the Colorado
Wayne
Avalanche.
Gretzky.
Sidney Crosby.
That's two.
Exactly. Messier.
Jonathan That's three. Quick. That's four.
Mark Messier.
Mark Messier.
Peter Budaj.
Yeah, Brad, we're not including you. You obviously know a lot about hockey.
Patrick Waugh, number 33.
Trevor Washer.
Trevor Washer.
Yeah, he plays for the Leafs.
Andy Bauer.
Leafs. It's the Leafs, Casey. Sorry, I just got to chime in here. It's not the Leaves.
Yeah, and
it's
guess what? Leafs. I made up Trevor...
Yes,
who did
that's
I
also
say?
Not
Trevor
a guy.
I think that's Bauer? A, I think that's
Trevor
a Dodger.
Bucket.
Yeah, that's a...
That's a
disgrace.
Yeah,
that's a Cleveland Guardian. Player, yeah.
Actually,
what?
It's a Cleveland Guardian. What is it? The fact that I'm behind the desk that you guys don't listen to me?
Yeah, I just can't hear you. Is there an Ohio hockey team that you follow?
Yes, Columbus Blue Jackets. Rick Nash, number 61.
Rick Nash,
the wrestler.
That's Ric Flair.
Oh.
It's Kevin Nash
what is
and
this?
It's Ric Flair.
my mom is Elton John.
We know.
Bigot.
A bond.
He's
going to
be the first to get a
BGOT.
Yeah, a Bond, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Mm-hmm. It's actually really good.
Which is also, I think, a good name for another character in the Bond universe.
BGOT.
That's like the Jar Jar
Emmy,
Binks.
Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Okay, well, I think BGOT could be a good nickname
for
a guy.
A guy named. Bond, Emmy,
Oscar,
Grammy,
Emmy,
Oscar, Tony,
Emmy, Oscar.
It does kind of actually sound like, it does actually sound like a character that would have been in The Sopranos.
You think that's Italian sounding? Bigot?
Tony?
Oh my God.
Last name Tony, that's a mafia name.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to have this kind of, and I still keep thinking that the door is open.
It's not.
Because they took the film off the bish. Right? And in my peripheral, which, by the way, the vision's coming back.
Oh, that's nice.
The headaches are ensuing.
Got it.
Because I hit my head again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Into it. I want to get into something that Amir said, but right before this.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad, I'm not sure if you heard. You said, imagine if this, because we had a lot of tech issues, which I think we should spend the first 30 minutes of the show talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Wi-Fi
happens every time. We don't need
atmospheric river
it.
Happening right now. Raining. I can see the rain right now. Falling off the awning, right?
Yeah.
So the Wi-Fi is down. It isn't there.
Yeah.
That should be fine, though, because the Ethernet was connected.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Guess what Pyle did?
What?
Disconnected the entire Wi-Fi from afar, from a paternity leave. I'm like, we were doing fine without Pyle. And I actually think that a year without Pyle.
Yeah.
Written and directed by Casey Donahue.
Yeah.
Or sorry, Cassie Donahue.
Nope.
Would be better. Because... Amir said, as I also spilled a bunch of hard drives.
Yeah.
He
yeah,
said,
he
imagine if this was happening during a real podcast.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that about, man?
I was saying that, like, this is basically a fake show. And that if that happened during an actual podcast with a host that we respect, it would be embarrassing.
Mm. I feel like he doesn't even know what he's saying. Because I feel like that can't be what you mean.
It is. I was very direct. And I used... the specific words to get across that exact message,
which is you
aren't that guy.
Is it that you feel comfortable on this show? Is it that it's nope. like, oh, it's an in-house show, so it's not like something you have to,
not
you don't have to make your
all.
Bed if a friend is coming.
Yeah.
That's not true.
No.
Really?
You should definitely make your bed if a friend is coming over.
All right.
Wow. We
that,
finally
I'm taking
him.
The same energy, though, to my first bullet point of my outline.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What is this? Why are
That's
we still in Studio H?
Your outline is
There's
just...
been Studio G
yeah.
for the better part of a month. We haven't been booked in that studio. Why haven't I gotten a taste?
Because there
Give daddy
are,
a bite.
There are three of us in this room right now. Mm. And Studio G
mm-hmm.
is designed for 4+.
Okay. I get that. Like a repertoire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you, ensemble.
Mm-hmm. How do you remember which one is Studio H and which one is Studio G? Because in my
H?
Mind, it's hard to remember.
Sorry.
Our thinking
do you
is...
Do you mind if I step in right here?
I do, but go ahead.
Studio H stands for Studio Hate. As in, like, Jeff, G, Studio G,
so now
hates Studio H. Studio G was built for me. As in, It does stand for, I'm sorry to say, absolutely, but Studio not. Jeff.
You're the last person we thought about when building G.
I don't get that. I really don't get that, because I feel like if we could be hopping hither than thither between Studio Hate and Jeff, suddenly we're really having
it's
a good
head
time.
And gum. Studio H head, Studio G
Studio
gum.
G was after you.
I wouldn't
mind if
that was the case.
I get him thinking that the studios are called
Hate
Jeff.
And Jeff.
Yeah.
Should we ask if they want to get?
You can ask.
As long as we get my ass in there soon.
H. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, this
is.
What did you just put in your mouth? Was that gum
it's
or
gum
zin?
From earlier? It's zin. So I just need a buzz to get me through this shit. And Brad is a buzz with this show. Let's hear from Brad.
No comment.
What does your shirt say? It says, "Where is Marika?" And they can't see.
Yeah,
you.
We can't see. Me and Amir can't see.
Is there something
Brad,
on the back? Because there was something on the
Jeff
back of Brad.
Can't see Brad.
Here we go.
Brad
overlapping
can't see
dialogue. Right?
Overlapping dialogue.
His shirt says, "Where's Marika?"
His shirt says, "New merch." It says, "Where's Marika?"
On the shirt,
the shirt says, "New merch."
No, the shirt is new merch.
It says,
"Where is Marika?"
Where is Marika?
That we all get to sell and wear, or it's just Brad who's making the merch.
It's me. It's for my show.
Wow.
Hill Kings podcast. Has my episode
is
come out yet, Brad?
There's a company called Bradston.
Nice
Tees.
Of you to ask. It has
it's
not.
Really good.
Thanks.
Right. I was, yeah.
We're joking and having fun over here.
And I'm pissed behind the desk. Right?
<Yeah. laughs>
There's
yeah.
a lot of things going on. One's not better or worse than the other. But let me tell you, one studio is worse than the other.
That's not
this
true.
This one sucks.
It does not.
This one sucks.
This
let
is
me
a
cut
great
to Amir.
Studio.
Amir, can you point over your left shoulder? What kind of color do you think that is, Casey? I'm just curious. Is it chine green?
It's not chine.
Is it coal? Or is it charcoal?
It's not charcoal.
They wouldn't have this in Studio
G. It's
kind of
like a blue.
Exactly. It's kind of like
blue.
A blue.
Yeah.
Which is not pleasing to thine eye.
Wow.
Like chine would.
I find it, works with the studio lighting really well. Everyone looks real flattering when they're sitting with the dark and stormy blue that we have on the walls now.
And
yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
It's like a dusk.
It's kind of growing on me is what I was going to say.
First daylight or something.
Yeah.
It's kind of like twilight in a way.
Yeah,
which
it's
people,
like the last sort of
and people love
of
twilight.
Sunset.
Yeah, like you know, you're on Zillow and you're looking through Kirsten, things and it's like Stewart. Some of the sexiest images are when like a house is like warm on the inside and cool on the outside.
Yeah.
And this one, the warmth comes from the comedy, right?
Exactly.
From joy.
Yeah.
And then
the
coolness comes from, frankly, the charcoal. And at a certain point, cola would have been too warm. February. We're in February. Can't believe the first month is already behind us, because to me it was a fever dream of health problems, being in and out of the ER and hospital.
In and out of consciousness.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly right.
February made me shiver. Because it's cold out, but with every paper I deliver, bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step.
Finish it.
I can't remember if I... Oh my God, you cut me off. It's a 9-minute song.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
We're already a month into the year, and I feel like half of my goals for the show haven't come true thus.
That's fine.
What do you mean that's fine? There's only 11 more months.
Yeah. So, proportionally, it should be 8% of your goals have hit.
Yeah, you should
not have.
I would say that maybe about 8%. Yeah,
have been happening. That's fine then.
It's nice to have like a good, better workflow going. You know, like the guest booking process has been good. Johnny's coming back on the show on Friday.
Oh that's cool. Exciting.
Yeah.
Wait, for
the return?
Friday recording for the following Friday release?
Yeah, not for this Friday, but next Friday. But anyway. Can I talk about some of my goals, or are you guys going to muffle me like you have been all of last year? I tried to get a live show going at Madison Square Garden. It didn't happen.
Well, you wanted to get a show going near Madison Square Garden, but not at the actual, like at a, like a
the fact that Amir doesn't know speaks to the incompetency of the content team.
Not really.
No, oh my God, yeah, not really. Not
if anything,
the
it's
team.
The opposite. Yeah.
That's what
the
I was
fact
say,
that I was shielded from that harebrained scheme is actually a good thing.
Yeah. You think that they kind of know like the chain of command and where ideas should stop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think you were pestering people in between me and you.
But yeah, but then my anger started festering at people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does that make sense?
And then you ended up not doing the show.
Yeah, and then I ended up faking a concussion to try and get sympathy so that the content team would be like,
which
well,
concussion did you fake?
The second one of the four. The other three were real.
The second one.
Here are my goals for the year for HeadGum.
Okay. Yeah.
And for my role at HeadGum.
Yeah, this is great. We've already had like our meetings where we discuss the goals for the year. And
so here's an addendum that's going to change the course of the entire
year. Mid-February, let's hear your goal for the year.
Crack down on red tape. Crack down on red tape.
Crack down like you're trying to find it and eliminate it.
Crack down like my ideas should get pushed through a lot.
Got it. I don't think that's what that means.
No, because I'm cracking
down
on the red
tape. Cracking down?
I'm cracking the whip because I feel like it's like whip it good. Let's whip up good ideas. Yeah. See, all I need to get is in the room. All I need is that foot, that cankle in the door.
You're in the room.
I'm in H. I wouldn't say that's the room. The room is Studio G.
Yeah.
And that's for damn sure.
I guess one way for me to remember it is like, Jeff's not allowed in Studio G.
Yeah.
And that's like his name. So that's one way for me to remember.
And when you say not allowed, do you mean like I might get in there next week?
I would say you aren't able to record in there ever.
Okay. As a general rule of thumb or as like
general with a capital G.
It's just a scheduling conflict. Is that what you're saying?
No, because sometimes it's open, but we still don't want you to be there.
And it's, but you were saying it's because there's only two of us. Two
you
guests.
Have little H energy.
Yeah.
And you don't deserve to be H in the big G.
Lowercase H
energy
of a man.
That's that studio back there.
the lower cabin.
Where we keep all the wires and cables.
Yeah, a closet, a glorified.
You're wired.
Right on Sunset Boulevard. You can hear every car driving by. That's your room.
For ads, you're saying.
For Brad's.
That's where I live.
Cracking down on red tape, though. I want to single-handedly fire the content team.
You can't do that.
You can't.
Yeah, I know. Won't. That was a big swing. But now that I got your attention. I want there to be less barriers to entry to do something interesting. People always get mad at me because all these episodes are repetitive, right? I have great ideas. I just don't have the cash to do that.
Hey, we've talked about some of these ideas. Well,
I got to email you about that one idea that I've talked to you in passing twice that features a mirror.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We're going to do it for 200.
Okay.
Is that, like a Jeopardy thing? Could we do that for 200, Alex?
It's good.
What's Jeopardy?
I only know Jeopardy.
I only know Jeopardy.
Yeah. Doughboys were on Jeopardy. They were an answer.
The Doughboys weren't on Jeopardy because I tried to get them on the show, and then the way that they were put on the show was during the 24-hour live stream, which we lost the footage for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what I'm talking about with cracking down on red tape. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes a lot of ideas are just thrown at the wall. The Mario Kart live stream. It's like, oh, look, those do well for numbers. People donate. Like, it's all this, that, and the other. But I'm like, what about what happens in the arena? What about the things that happen, you know, between these four lines?
Sorry, I stopped listening because I'm looking under the desk and you are standing
jacking
on a very taut cable.
You're jerking it.
That I don't know what it's plugged into, but you make one slight move with your right foot and you are pulling everything out of their sockets.
One could also argue that I'm the only one keeping
and
the
you
shit
haven't
together.
Moved your feet. You're still as taut as can be.
I'm afraid to move the feet. Already you're calling them out. The last time we did this show, you were like, by the way, when you wear your Blundstone boots, your ankles look really thin.
Yeah, well,
if I remember correctly, you wanted like criticism, right? Like you wanted us to criticize you. Okay, get thicker ankles.
By doing what? Calf
get
raises?
Swole. Go to the gym.
Or what about thinner boots?
Goal number two.
Thinner boots.
Goal number two. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the finer things in life by taking time to rest.
Fucking what?
Is that the one you have done?
That's the 8%.
Yeah.
So you were worried that you weren't getting through your goals fast enough, and your second goal is to rest.
To take time, to kind of slow down, to kind of make sure I'm taking time to enjoy the finer things. Yeah. Which includes Studio G.
Uh-huh. And so you at the same time feel like you have not been getting enough done.
Yeah, but doing this
and you
is
also
achieving
feel like
the goal.
You are not resting.
Exactly right. But by resting, I actually, it's oxymoronic, I achieve that goal.
Mm-hmm. But you haven't rested yet, or have you rested?
I've rested, not enough.
Okay, so a goal achieved.
Next goal is to colonize Studio G.
Yeah, a lot of them are G-based goals.
I might have to storm the barricade.
As in just
Beyond
enter there.
The barricade is Studio G-E-O-F.
Is that from Les Mis?
Yeah, because I am miserable.
I am less miserable.
Brad, speak up, right?
Sure, man.
I feel like you wore the Where is Marika shirt. And because she's not here, he's just going to boycott the episode. Much like I might start boycotting Studio H.
You could boycott Studio H, but you're not allowed in Studio G.
So where are we going to record? Zoom?
If that's what you want, if you're boycotting H.
I've made it very clear what I want. I said I want to colonize Studio Jeff.
Do you know how to use that equipment?
That equipment?
He doesn't know how to use this equipment.
Got him. Just joking.
Yeah, but it's like how many jokes does it take before, you get to the center of my anger?
I don't know, 50.
One, two, three.
Three.
A beast! All right, here we go. Next goal is to have a ton of fun.
So you want to cut the amount of fun in half.
In half.
1,000 pounds of fun.
Like the unit of measurement?
2,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't mind that. But either way, just fractionally, let's have half the amount of fun we were having before.
Still a lot of fun.
Really?
1,000 pounds?
1,000 pounds? Yeah.
My last one is to put Marika out of a job. All right, here we go.
The hell?
My favorite position is GEO.
This is a segment I like to call warming or wrenching.
Worming?
Warming?
Warming.
Or wrenching, Heart Edition.
The band?
What band?
Heart.
Heart, no. Man.
How like, do I get you alone?
Heart. Because Valentine's Day is after this episode, a few days.
Okay.
I'm going to read a couple headlines.
You sounded really sad when you said that.
I had to burp.
Oh, okay.
So you conflated sadness with me, you, like, yeah, having to, like, yeah.
Yeah.
You're more gassy than sad.
Than saddy, yeah.
Yeah.
Sassy.
I'm going to list off a bunch of news headlines, and you guys are going to tell me if these stories are heartwarming or heart-wrenching.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Number one. Animal shelter celebrates after all pets adopted for first time in nearly 50 years.
Warming.
Yeah, it sounds heartwarming to me.
Brad?
I'm a little wrenched by that.
How so? You want rescue animals to be...
Well, it kind of seems like they adopted all of them at once. Like, that seems nefarious, right? Mm. Who is adopting like all of the dogs at one
Cruella
time?
Yeah,
I maybe know. They're making I a know. Code. Maybe do, it was your ass. That? Sounds like some shit you would do.
I didn't. I won't. I'll put them back.
See, so you did.
Yes. Put them
I'll
back.
I'll put them back, though.
They're
back
in like... the atmospheric river in a basket.
Here we go. Local grandson commits grand matricide by injecting untastable amounts of sour yeast into celiac grandmother's soup over the span of 9 months. Inherits a lot.
That's warming. Not a real headline.
Local grandson.
Grand matricide?
Yes! Killing a grandmother.
Injecting yeast?
Sour yeast, which has gluten in it. Not all yeast does, Casey. I know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You not all that. Yeast. Natural yeast does not have any wheat in it.
Of course.
Hashtag sour yeast not does. All yeast.
Yeah. The sour
heartwarming one. Or heart-wrenching?
Wrenching.
Wrenching.
Okay. And you guys, yeah, all right.
That's warming to me. He right? came, he because got that like bag.
He came, he saw you conquered with yeast. All right. Burger King worker who didn't miss a day of work in 27 years buys home with crowdfunding donations. Mm. Mm. Mm.
Heart-wrenching to me.
How so?
27 years and, you know, he can't afford to buy a home.
But he did.
The fact that society has to pick up the slack in the spaces where, you know, the government or our employers should be maybe putting people before profits, you know, all that stuff. I can't get into it all right now
in
great details. But it just really bothers me when it's like, I really need this life-saving surgery, and I hope I can pass my GoFundMe fundraising goal.
Let's talk about healthcare then for a second. So, mm-hmm. like, we pay taxes to the government. The government subsidizes the insurance companies, and then we also pay the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself in the shoes of Aetna. You don't think they want dual income?
You're standing up for the health insurance companies?
Is that not cool to do?
Of course, it's not cool.
I don't think there's been a point in history where it's been cool to do that.
I know. I was just imagining what if I was at now. I want multiple income sources.
You know, I'm a Blue Cross Blue Shield stan. So hearing you stand up for Aetna really pisses me off. I do have a PPO.
And I'm PPO'd. I am PO'd.
Yeah.
No!
I think it's warming. For that Burger King to have a castle.
Nice.
Doesn't matter how he got it.
Nice. All right. He gained confidence, but none survived. Shy man tosses sharp jacks in front of a public bus.
Where? Okay, before I answer.
No one survived?
Where did you pull this headline?
Like, from Apple News or something.
No, you wrote it. Uh-huh. Of course you wrote it. The Jacks. Yeah,
I can't imagine any news source covering this story.
Yeah.
This story?
Throwing Jacks in front of, what was it?
You think I could have written this?
What was it one more
he
time?
He gained confidence, but none survived. Shy man tosses sharp Jacks in front of a bus.
Jacks.
None survived.
None?
Even him?
He gained confidence.
Okay.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why is that confidence?
Put yourself in the shoes of a shy man.
Because he was shy, Amir.
Yeah, imagine having the power to do that. To have sharp Jacks and be like, all right, I'm going to do it. Tossing him in front of a fucking EV and it topples over.
Jacks like the old game Jacks?
No.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Mean guy's name John.
Jacks.
Right.
Next headline.
Couple born on the same day at the same hospital wed on their birthday.
Those are twins.
It's heart-wrenching, huh?
Yeah, that's like a turn.
You shouldn't marry your twin, no.
That took a turn for the birth.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Thanks.
Angst.
Thanks. Something borrowed, something blue chew. Jokester groom shows up to nuptials pitching modest tent.
Oh, my God. The hell is
I'm
wrong
warmed
with
by
you?
That.
I think that's kind of, it's kind of special that he could be that vulnerable in front of friends and family.
Vulnerable?
Yeah.
He had a semi for the entire ceremony.
It was a fully. It's just that it appears a semi. It was pretty modest.
Mm. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I think that's heartwarming.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
I think it's heartwarming.
Nice. Good Samaritan helps Michigan man plow driveway. And wife.
And twins.
Heartwarming, right?
Yeah, if somebody had
again,
sex.
Where are you pulling these headlines from?
From the fucking internet. I don't have time to check the source. Right?
Some of them feel nice and cool, and some of them are just you saying that a grandmother was killed with yeast. One's obvious.
The name of the segment is Heartwarming and Wrenching.
I thought it was Warming v. Wrenching.
Warming or Wrenching Heart Edition. And you're like, some of these are kind of heartwarming, and other ones are like vile. I'm like,
there's
right.
also like a small poem before every headline, and that's not usually what it looks like in like the New York Times or the LA Times or...
Scenes from Studio Jeff, a newspaper edition.
That's a headline?
That's a local news.
No, that's a newspaper.
That's a paper
Scenes
that I'm
from
starting.
Studio Jeff, newspaper edition is a newspaper.
That I've no started.
Way. That he started.
Oh, I see.
And he's pulling the headlines from.
The world's first corn star. Man has penis replaced with a cob.
Oh, they wrote that article about me.
It was honestly free Bradvertising.
My favorite position is GEO.
All right.
The world's first corn starch.
You have another?
I was yes anding.
No, I feel like he stole the thunder on that joke a little bit, but that's all right.
Yeah, it is all right. Because you got your little applause, and then I got mine.
I want my flowers, and I think that's fine to ask for. Man keeps alive language thought to be extinct.
Mm. Warming.
Warming.
Okay. Nonprofit organization dedicated to making all primitive languages go extinct receives $10 billion grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Jesus. Wrenching.
Hell yeah.
And that just goes to show you that there's two sides to every story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's two sides to every coin, and both sides speak English.
You should add like a boo.
A boo?
Yeah.
Well, everything I say, I think.
What's that?
Oh.
That was a recording. I didn't say that live.
Yeah. All right. Let's just get into this next fucking segment. Welcome to Ask Jeff. You guys have heard of Ask Jeeves?
Yeah.
This is Ask Jeeves.
Oh my God, man.
So basically, you know, again, it's a kind of a Valentine's Day theme. We're kind of, yeah, we're kind of circling it. Circle jerking it, really. Enough. It's Valentine's.
It's not actually. You said it was 2 days after.
Valentine's Day can be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a precarious time of the year, especially if it's their precarious time of the month.
No.
Really? I thought it was a nice punt. Anyway, I thought that you guys could kind of write into me and ask me matters of the heart, and I could solve your problems for you. Kind of like Jeeves.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Tell me the biggest woe of your love life and let Uncle Jeff save your ass before it's too last.
Too last?
Well, if I... Brad, you're married, right?
More than
happily,
married.
Yeah.
Okay. Happily okay. So married. We got two married guys here.
Okay.
I'm not married. I did ask... I asked three different women.
To marry
not,
you?
Not at the same time.
Hmm.
But I had an extra seat to go to this movie screening. It's like, you know, here in Los Angeles, they have
is
like...
Is the one on Sunday?
Yeah, this is the one on Sunday. And they bring like directors or writers because they're trying to get the Oscars. Mm-hmm. So I had an extra RSVP to the screening. And I asked, I said, hey, would you like to go? They said, oh, I can't, sorry.
All three of them said that?
No, that was the first one. Okay. Second one, hey, would you like to go? I'm out of town, sorry.
Mm.
Third one, hey, would you like to go?
No, I don't like
you. No, I don't like you. Wow. I don't know you.
Oh, somebody you didn't know.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm making up the details on the last one. But basically, I asked three people to go to this thing,
mm-hmm.
and they all declined.
Yeah.
So what's the question? What are you asking, Jeeves?
What should I do? Like, how do
I see if anyone wants to go?
The screening's already happened. What do you mean?
Okay, but how do I, in the future, get a yes?
I think, I feel like, I don't want to gender it, but I feel like, no. I feel like I don't know a lot of women who want to go to, like, niche film screenings.
Academy Award nominated.
Yeah. I'm sure there are plenty, but I just am like, that feels like a crazy first date.
Would it have been a first date for all three?
No, I know these people.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you asking specifically within the context of it
I
being
was
a date,
asking,
or you were just?
I was asking.
Yeah, if you know them, it might not have been a date to them.
I mean,
yeah.
I
mean,
clue.
Yeah.
Can I just jump in here? I'm so sorry.
Sure. I'm trying to get more details, but sure.
You might want to cool it with the Diet Coke, Amir. I feel like every time we record, you're like housing aspartame.
Well, I mean, it's like a caffeine boost.
Well,
for
I mean, it's a cancer-inducing
is
chemical.
It?
Yeah.
It's I probably have like three of these a week.
Three of those every time I see you.
Actually, studies aren't quite conclusive on that, Jeff. Sorry, fact check.
Yeah, we don't need a fact check on this show.
Why Diet Coke over Coke Zero?
I never used to have any soda. Growing up, I didn't like Coke or Diet Coke or Coke Zero. I just started drinking these because they were in the office like... six mm-hmm. months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never had a Coke Zero.
Oh, you should try it. I love Coke Zero.
All right, give it a shot.
I'm sorry that this interrupted your story. Blame Amir.
Oh, I was like, trying to, you know, do this
ask
game
Jeff.
Or whatever.
It's more of a...
I was giving you a genuine...
Oh, wait, we asked, did they think it was a date or was it like friends that you already had?
I don't know. I was nebulous. It was more like... hey, I've got an extra RSVP. Would you like to come?
Yeah.
Maybe it sounded too casual where they were like, I don't know, you know, there's nothing special about
this. Is
this
a bit that you wanted?
It's not a bit. It's matters of the heart.
Okay. Well, that's the most recent, and that's
it was also the middle of a storm on Sunday, so that was a tough sell.
Well, before, I mean, I was asking, I was probably giving like 5 days notice.
Got it. So they weren't taking that into effect.
Yeah, so the...
They but didn't know.
When Sunday came around and it started raining, I was like,
are you actually into any of these women or you just wanted someone to go with to the thing?
I could have been. I have interest, but
I think if it was a more romantic ask, one of them would have said yes.
Okay. Well,
cuz it felt too casual.
You got to have riz about it.
Okay.
You also said the second one was out of town, so it sounds like that person wouldn't have come anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, one told me that she had dragon plans.
What's dragon plans?
Wish I knew.
You didn't follow up at all. I have dragon plans. All right, no worries.
No, she said, I've got dragon plans all weekend. And I said, I'm hearing that a lot these days.
Have you?
No, I was just goofing around.
You think she's like, ooh, I'm crazy. I'm going to hang out with a dragon? Or is she like, it's a metaphor that we've not heard of.
Probably playing Dungeons and Dragons.
I had dragon plans last weekend.
I've been hearing that a lot.
Dragon my third leg.
Up and down Sepulveda Boulevard.
Why?
Because it's fucking flooded.
Right.
And I'm using my hose as a pump.
To help save the town.
Now that's rich.
I'm siphoning rainwater.
Are you sure you don't want to see taxi driver with me?
And spewing it where necessary.
Yeah.
I have Giardia. All right, Amir, ask GFs. Biggest woe of your love life.
Not really love life, but we're considering
then you're answering
adding,
it wrong.
Answering it?
Asking it wrong.
Yeah. How much wallpaper is too much?
How much wallpaper is too much? Are you wallpapering your house?
It's been brought
been
up as a...
two rolls that I've been...
Never mind.
He stumbled over that.
Sorry. What did you say?
It's been two rolls till you pasted walls.
And then he just kind of trailed off.
Pattern repeat is too big for this wall. See,
oh,
we got there.
Like, that's the hardest song to
parody
on the fly.
Putting stripes to vertical.
Yeah.
Right?
I get a lot of rolls and then I put them on the ceiling and then I...
Smaller repeat makes room feel bigger.
Yeah. It's the finest of the papers.
Oh,
that's really good.
Thank you.
Brad.
I didn't say anything. That was Casey.
But yeah, you can't have wallpaper like four in one room, right? Like that's too
four
much.
Four different wallpapers?
Yeah, four different wallpapers.
That's too much.
How gauche does it get with the mirror?
I don't know. There's this whole design trend of like maximalism.
Where not
it's like,
that maximal.
Right. I mean, I say you have to put your foot down somewhere, but one accent wall, all walls but one pattern, one colored wall, like a charcoal or a cola.
I like the second one, not so much the first.
Of course.
You want my actual advice?
I don't know. Maybe I'll buy that Vision Pro and I can sort of live design the home so you can visualize it properly.
And then you would never need to actually physically do it if you just live within the Vision Pro.
I don't mind that.
Are you guys intrigued by the Vision Pro?
Nope. I'm intrigued by your question. Wallpaper? Which rooms in your house are you trying to wallpaper?
Living room. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
Interesting.
I don't like the idea of your house. Four different patterns. I mean, you could put the same pattern on all four walls.
Yeah.
Can I pitch something for your house?
Sure.
I know the floor plan.
Yeah.
Living room, I would keep like a white, mm-hmm. but like a warmer white than what you have in there.
Okay.
Like a fucking Swiss coffee, right?
I don't know.
And then the hallway, same continues into the hallway.
Yeah.
You just painted your cabinets in your kitchen, right? In
no.
like a pink?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
But then paint them.
I've seen some sticker, like people
don't mind like a
put
salmon.
A pattern with a sticker on the cupboard. No, switch it up a little bit.
Nah, you're a lost cause. You don't get it.
What?
No, because your responses are clearly indicative that you have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. So it's just like, work with a designer or don't. Just do your bullshit or work with a designer. Don't ask me then.
Okay, I'm down to work with a designer if you know.
Really?
Me. Yeah.
I don't have any recommendations. I could help. I think your office, you should do wallpaper, statement wallpaper.
There is a wallpaper in the office behind the teal couch.
And I didn't want to have to bring up the teal couch.
What? Yeah. Drawing the teal couch.
I don't know. I think you might want to go with more like a couch that's more of like cola. In the family of China. Cola. Maybe even like a dead salmon, a flat white. Yeah,
a flat white with a dead salmon. You're just describing an awful breakfast.
Dead salmon.
And a flat white.
Cheese that is fine.
Chine
What's
cheese.
That?
Brad.
Uh-huh.
They said it couldn't be done. They said married men don't have woes. And yet, here we are. Tell me the biggest one of your love life and how I can save your ass before it's too last.
Well, we don't have any woes, really. So I can't really help you there.
You're not helping me. What do you think this is? This is just for the show? I'm trying to help you.
Well, you wanted my advice, right?
I want I want to help you with giving you advice.
I don't think you're quite in a position to do that.
Why is that? No, I'm curious.
You're just kind of not, you know?
I know what he means.
Just like in general.
Yeah, for sure.
You're anti-wise.
Yeah. And meanwhile, me over here, am. So.
I don't even think you gave me advice on my genuine inquiry.
Yeah,
case in
ladies.
Point. Casey in point.
Yeah.
Sit next
that?
To Casey
that one.
And point.
I did. I said make a definitive date happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's no problem.
I didn't say it was a hard issue. I'm just saying that's my advice. You asked for Jeff's advice.
You're I think get my advice to Casey was honestly better, to have Riz.
Yeah, that's great advice. That's
have like, Riz.
You'll be swimming in the atmospheric river of box.
Oh,
if
my
you have
God.
Riz about it. Take me to the river.
Take me to the river.
Atmospheric river. The IARC classifies aspartame as possibly carcinogenic to humans. Based on limited evidence, it might cause cancer in people.
But so does, I don't know, smoking. And you don't see me not doing that.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I'm saying that the evidence isn't conclusive.
Even better.
And neither is the Evanescence. They haven't finished. You know they have another album in them. Let's round it out. Let's bring the episode home. Okay. Let's not end on this note.
Okay.
What's that famous Evanescence song?
Wake me up!
Wake me up inside!
I can't wake up!
Give
save me! Save me from the dark!
Enough with the camaraderie. With the singing in unison, with the being in time.
Wow,
I'm supposed to be dividing your asses.
Yeah.
So that I'm the one in charge.
Okay.
Divide and conquer, Studio Jeff.
Mm-hmm. This is H.
Fuck.
And it will always be.
Good. I'm starting to come around on Studio H.
Why?
Studio How? Plugs. Right? Let's get the fuck out of here.
I am doing my one-man show.
There's no way.
Moment tonight. So you missed it, unfortunately.
This is the first I've heard of this.
This isn't real.
I haven't planned it. I'm just trying to put it in the ether. Sort of.
You're trying to put
going.
It out there to do tonight?
Mm-hmm.
He's creating FOMO, Jeff.
Ever heard of it?
Even if that's true, why are you yelling at me like that's like... He's doing this awesome thing. Get off his back. He's creating FOMO. Yeah. That's nothing. That's nothing.
He's creating it.
He's creating something. It's more than you can say about anybody else in the room.
Casey, what do you got?
Listen to the Pit Wall.
DTS is coming out soon.
Yeah, Director to Survive is dropping at the end of the month, and we will be talking about it.
Episode by episode or two episodes at a time?
We haven't figured it out yet, man. We're still on hiatus. It's the off season. I have so much to do outside of the Pit Wall that how am I supposed to be planning podcasts a month in advance?
That's
you know?
How I feel. I just am like, oh, like I have so much going on.
You don't do anything else here besides this.
You hit your head once and you've hit your head three or four times since.
Every time you're telling us you're feeling a little bit better, you hit your head again. And I'm, excuse me, starting to think it's so that we don't have you do other stuff.
You're sort of doing it as a crutch.
Yeah.
Well, I should be on crutches. So
yes, exactly.
So yeah, the Pit Wall. follow me on Instagram at Casey.U.
Brad?
Go listen to /watch the Hill Kings podcast on YouTube and Apple and Spotify. Jeff did an episode with us.
Hasn't come out yet.
It hasn't come out yet. It will come out once we start releasing season 2. We just finished season 1. But Jeff was in the second episode, and it was a really good time. And thank you.
I guessed it on that episode the day I got my concussion.
Oh, really?
Before or after?
And my co-host's wife went into labor like an hour after we recorded, too. Wow.
That's crazy.
It's a cursed episode.
Well, no, the baby came and is healthy, and
yeah, it he sounds named more the heartwarming baby Hank. Than heart wrenching.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah. Good Hank.
I got the concussion after the episode, a couple hours after.
Exactly.
Because you were just riding the high of being on the Hill Kings pod.
Patreon.com/Riley and Jeff. Fuck you guys.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.